Hey, FedEds, John here with Cigar Federation. We're here at the IPCPR 2016. We are in the La Serena booth with Ariel. Ariel, how's it going?
Everything's going great.
Good.
Thank you so much for having me again. I love doing this every year.
We love having you on. Our audience loves having you on. Every time we do a video with you, it's usually the number one video, so obviously our audience loves seeing
you
again.
Yes, thank you.
Last year you released the Porthole Habano I reviewed, gave it a 94 and ended up being number 2 cigar for the year for me. So if you haven't checked out the Porthole Habano, get your hands on it. But it was a shop exclusive, correct?
Yes. That was retail only. It was a way of saying thank you to customers who support us. And also to kind of get a little bit, we took, you know, the bands down a notch. The box, we kept it more simple, 25 count. Made it a little bit more affordable for our customers as a thank you to them, as well as to the retailers who always supported us.
Great. And it sounds like the project went really well.
It was successful. People were excited about it. They liked a new twist on the line. We still have a bunch left. It's doing really well. People keep asking for it.
Great.
So that's thanks to guys like you.
Yeah, do what I can. I mean, you make the good cigars, we smoke them, and we don't do the hard stuff. You do the hard stuff. But of course, we're smoking, or at least I'm smoking, some of the new stuff, which now, if I'm not mistaken, you typically smoke in the full category. So when I heard you're doing a light cigar, I was like, what's going on? But this is the La Serena Light, and great way to start the day. So how did this project come about?
When I traveled around, you know, and I go to events all over the country, yeah, I found that there was a big need for a more mild cigar. Personally, I do smoke more medium, more full, because I like flavor. And when we were blending it, it was hard to find a cigar that really made us happy. That was a Connecticut wrap, mild, where you don't get scared off by the darkness of the wrapper. This one, I feel like it has that creamy, that smooth, the flavor, and it does all of the things that I wanted to do for a mild cigar. So we aged the tobacco for 2 more years, rebranded it to La Serena, and came out at the show.
Fantastic. Well, like you said, it's a really good cigar. Now, you've also got the La Merlion Maduro.
Yes, that's what I'm smoking.
The Big Bad Dark Boy.
So if you remember, a few years ago, we released the Merlion Sea Lion, which was our special size in a 10-count box.
Right.
And we did 9 of the Ecuadorian wrapper.
Okay.
The 10th was the Merlion Maduro.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, and the idea was to get people excited, let me know what you think. Everyone was saving the cigar. They were like, I can't smoke it. I can't. I'm like, no, please, I need you to smoke it. So eventually I got enough feedback, and people were like, okay, we want it. So this show, we released the regular line, which will have 3 sizes. It'll have the Robusto, which I'm smoking. It'll have the Toro and the Gran Toro, just like the original Merlion. We also did another limited production of the Sea Lion box, the Sea Lion size, with 10 cigars, and we flipped it. So this year there will be 9 Maduro and 1 Ecuadorian Corojo.
Oh, fantastic. Now, we're not just talking about new stuff. Of course, the theme that we came into the store, the show, was what's your old stuff. So maybe for those who aren't familiar with your entire portfolio, talk about like the Oceana and some of the other lines that maybe people aren't necessarily familiar with because they're too focused on the new stuff.
Absolutely. So our original La Serena is still our bestseller go-to cigar. Eric Espinosa from La Zona blends it for us. It's delicious and spicy and exciting, and it changes 3 times. So it'll start off a little spicy, it becomes creamy and smooth, spice comes back. Nicaraguan Puro. It's definitely, check it out if you haven't yet. I love it. Go back in time. Start from the beginning. And then our original Merlion, which is the same blend as the Merlion Maduro, it has the Ecuadorian Corojo wrapper on it. So you get like a little bit more smoothness, no spice, a little more mellow. And then our Oceano, which we worked with Casada on that, and that's our Dominican powerhouse. 90% Dominican tobacco. There is one Nicaraguan Lajero in the filler. But that one, that really surprises people every time. Sometimes I smoke it and I'm like, whoa, I forgot that happened.
Yeah.
So definitely check those guys out if you haven't yet.
Now, what I've been doing, what Rob's been doing, is when we're in Vegas, talking about the food, because people don't really think about Vegas as a food town, and it's a food town. What is the best restaurant you've eaten at in Las Vegas so far?
Just this trip or ever?
Ever.
Ever. The craziest experience I ever had, we were eating at, I don't even know if it's still here. I did it once and I couldn't go back. It was called Fleur, and it was in the Mandarin Hotel.
Okay.
And it's all tapas, right? So one of the options was the kitchen. And they actually gave you one of everything from the menu.
Oh, wow.
And I sat there and ate a little bit of one of everything from the menu. I kid you not. And then they brought dessert. And then, of course, because you just ordered the kitchen, they take you back into the kitchen. And they give you a tour and they show you how it's made. I asked if I could take any of them home.
They said no.
Absolutely not. If that's still around, I might bring it back. I think I might have to try it one more time. Because I'm talking like 4 years ago now.
So of this trip then, what's been your favorite experience?
It's all
so good. Do you have a favorite experience?
We went to Sinatra the other night.
Oh, nice.
And that was great. I mean, the music was amazing, the drinks were great, and the food was spectacular. The food everywhere I go has been really great, so it's hard picking a favorite, but the atmosphere there was really cool.
Excellent.
And the people that you're with make such a difference, you know?
Fantastic. Yeah. So, RL, thanks very much. Great talking to you, as always. And to our audience, if you haven't checked out the old stuff, check out the old stuff, check out the new stuff, check out all the stuff coming at you, CigarFederation.com, YouTube.com, IPCPR 2016, out.